it's so peaceful. And then I come on and it's paint drying and it's very disturbing. It's very upsetting. I apologize on one hand, but on the other, you know, this is sort of to be expected. We come here to commiserate and tell the truth about things that are otherwise gaslighted and to put the wrong things right, the crooked things straight. I don't know. Maybe we should just play entries of Monty Python, because that's kind of what they were doing. But that was a Tavistock operation, so they were doing it in that fashion and sort of mocking us and deepening the Stockholm syndrome, I would say. At the same time, we're laughing at ourselves, really. Tavistock would have us laugh at ourselves. Anyway, announcements quickly. The announcements, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Thursday, December 14, 2023. The announcements. The December schedule change has arrived, effective this past Monday, December 4th. Or excuse me, you know, not this past Monday, the 11th, but the previous Monday, the 4th. See the RBN program schedule change, or excuse me, the program schedule page. Host/schedule main menu link. For details, go to republicbroadcasting.org, obviously. That page, the host schedule link to the program schedule page, that page includes the schedule changes in December explainer link, if you're interested. Christmas break, we will be taking off the entire Christmas week, from Monday 12:25 through Friday 12:29. We will have special programming. Should we say broadcasts? We don't really program, hopefully. But you understand. Words matter. We'll have special programming or broadcasts, whichever you prefer. On New Year's Eve, Sunday, December 31st, and New Year's Day, January 1, 2024. So, there's that on 1/24. We're waiting to see about the regular weekend schedules based on what the hosts want to do. Don't we have, is it just the Monday thing? I thought we had something else going on that, where is that? Where is that? I'm not even sure where that is. Where is that? Yeah, New Year's Day. No, that's what that is. Okay. So, stay tuned for that stuff. That'll be fun. Also, you may have heard we're in the midst of the second annual John Stadmiller book drive. And speaking of that, I should say every time I mention the schedule change, the most significant change is that John Stadmiller's National Intel Report has been retired officially. That is the most significant change. And obviously should be mentioned every time the discussion arises. Officially retired. You can still... Yeah, exactly. You can still catch the what is called or listed on the schedule page, Monday through Thursday, special selections of John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report, 10 p.m. to midnight Central Time, Monday through Thursday. So check that out, because that's priceless stuff. back to the second annual John Stadtmiller book drive. This is a fundraising effort. Takes money to keep the network rolling. Your support is greatly appreciated. This is one way to do it. The second annual John Stadtmiller book drive. Make a donation of $100 or more for your chance to win. Win what? I'll get to that in a second. This week, entrants who do not win will be added to subsequent week's drawings, which is pretty cool. Congratulations to Joyce. And thank you, by the way, to Joyce, Lynn, and Charles. This week's book is Project Lucid, The Beast 666 Universal Human Control System, published back in 1996 originally by Tex Mars. So that, you know, you should enter to win that, and that'll be a fun Christmas dinner conversation piece. Very exciting. Or maybe a stocking stuffer, if you want to be, you know, excommunicated from the family. If you've been looking for a reason or an excuse, there you go. Just kidding. Not really. People should know these things. Oh, gosh. And last but not least, the water filter deal. ProOneUSA.com. Visit the website. Find what you want. And call 800-724-2719 extension 3 to get up to 25% off filters, accessories, etc., and 15% off most whole house systems. There you go. Them's the announcements. Talked a little bit about this day in history. In 1972, the last men walked on the moon. We're told Harrison Schmitt and Eugene Cernan became the last men to walk on the moon during the Apollo 17 mission. That's what we, you know, wink, wink. Mentioned Sandy Hook. Speaking of the creeping... the gobbling up of all things. Well, that's what comes next in the loot article, Monopoly. In that, just to continue in that section, well, first let me mention that on this day in history, in 2000, the FTC approved the $111 billion merger of AOL and Time Warner. Gosh, that's ancient history, isn't it? So, Charlie Rich was born on this day in 1932. Lee Remick was born on this day in 1935. Anyway, speaking of the AOL Time Warner merger and the gobbling up of all things, back to the loot article quickly. I reflect back on what I used to think about the criticism of capitalism and how, and I now see that the popular criticisms were largely straw men. Good job. Designed to keep a sleeping public from understanding what predatory oligarchical monopolism was and continues to be. Bullet points. Does capitalism inevitably metastasize into monopolism? I think one of the best answers to that is, well, let's start with the economic system that's operating, the so-called fractional, so-called reserve system. Is that just, you know, that mechanism by itself, is that capitalism? Spoiler alert, no. Does capitalism always and inevitably devour the controls set up to prevent it from metastasizing? Does the host or does the parasite devour the host? Well, yeah. Is the EIC, the East India Company, a story about capitalism or instead about predatory oligarchical monopolism? Exactly. We're vilifying a mechanism. It's kind of like Why is that? To throw you off the trail, and that you don't ever get wise to the game, and you know, maybe even get good at it. You're not supposed to participate. It reminds me of Ayn Rand writing that money, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. That money is the root of all evil. It's not, you know, Paul says in 1 Timothy 6 that it's the love of money, not money itself, that's the root of all evil. So, and they write those things to throw you off the trail. So, is the East India Company a story about capitalism, or instead about predatory oligarchical monopolism? Can you actually call it capitalism when the money issued within the system is issued to the government, not by the government? Because remember, even the Federal Reserve says that the Federal Reserve is not a part of the federal government. As Bill Still put it in the Money Masters, it is as federal as Federal Express. Can you actually call it capitalism when the money issued within the system is issued to the government by journal entry by a privately owned corporation? And again, speaking of the Second Amendment, you know, whether you like it or not, the reality is the supreme law of the land specifically states that Congress alone has the power and authority to issue, to coin money, and to regulate the value thereof. So what's going on here? Is that the first step to solving the meta problem for governments to reclaim their right to issue money from oligarchical empire? I don't really know the answers to any of these questions, he writes, just wondering out loud. Anyway, I hope you enjoy learning about the East India Company and yesterday's empire that has morphed into today's empire. Here's the introduction to the book with thanks to William Dalrymple, the historian. The Anarchy, The Relentless Rise of the East India Company by William Dalrymple. And as I have said recently, my understanding is the best representation, the best overt representation of the East India Company today, in my understanding, is HSBC, which still launders drugs and money. You know, let's see if we just do a search real quick. HSBC drug. Well, the autocomplete suggestions include drug money laundering, drug cartel, drug testing investment bank, drug cartel money laundering, HSBC Mexican drug cartel money laundering, et cetera, et cetera. So, guess I'm not imagining things. Here's one. Here, you know, you can click on any number of articles. Including the Justice Department, justice.gov press release, HSBC Holdings PLC and HSBC Bank USA NA admit to anti-money laundering and sanctions violations. And then, you know, they've also been caught, speaking of this stuff, this was 10 years ago, forfeit $1.26 billion in deferred prosecution agreement. They've also been caught when they're investigated bribing people. Talked about that in the past, you know. Hey, we're here to look into, you know, we should cue the Gilbert Gottfried, you know, what if I had something in this hand that I could give you that would make you forget about what's in this hand over here? They do that. Anyway, and then they get fined millions or even $1 billion, which, you know, is a lot, but in the grand scheme of HSBC, it's nothing. How do I know? I've told the story in the past, just as one anecdotal example of firsthand experience. I worked for Decision One Mortgage for a time, which was a wholesale mortgage institution. I was a wholesale lender rep there. I went to the annual convention where the gentleman who started the company, Decision One Mortgage, talked about how exciting it was that they'd been acquired by HSBC. We became HSBC, and in just a short period of months, the company was completely closed and defunct. It no longer exists. But he talked about how, I think it was an $11 billion deal or something like that. It was a big deal back then, and it's gone. So that was a thing they bought and closed because of, you know, the subprime contagion environment. Anyway, $1 billion? Ah. Not a big deal. Here's a Guardian article. HSBC faces questions over disclosure of alleged money laundering to monitors. BuzzFeed News. HSBC got busted for moving dirty money. There's that deal that a bunch of, you know, as part of the FinCEN files, a bunch of BuzzFeed folks worked on. South China Morning Post, how HSBC laundered money from Mexican drug cartels, paid a U.S. $1.9 billion fine, and hardly anyone noticed. That was back in July of last year. And September 2020, that's just a regurgitation. International Consortium of Investigative Journalists regurgitating the BuzzFeed post. HSBC moved vast sums of dirty money after paying record laundering fine. $2 billion? Ah, not a big deal. FinCEN Files probe reveals Europe's biggest bank aided massive Ponzi scheme while on probation over ties to drug kingpins. So, if you or I, or let's say we got together and we created an institution that did these kinds of things, you finish the statement. We would definitely be rotting in prison right now. We would be like so many of the strategy of tension Manchurian patsies. We'd be rotting in a supermax facility somewhere where no one could talk to us and make sure that we couldn't, you know, tell any tales. So, but some people apparently, you know, apparently all animals are created equal, but some are created more equal than others. So that's fun. We are about to head into a break. So I will. Yeah. Are we headed into a break? Yes. Stick around. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Welcome back. All right. Before we continue on, how about we go to the phones? Let's go to the phones and grab David in Wisconsin. David, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Best to you for this wonderful time of the year in terms of the Advent.
Thank you. You as well.
A couple of different things I wanted to mention was, like, for example, the Hellenic influence preceded the Roman power, the Roman influence. They borrowed much from the Hellenic influence.
Amen.
And regarding the money issue, this is about goddess worship. Regarding the money issue, they have had and have a goddess they worship called Juno Moneta. So that might be helpful to some of your listening audience. I'm sure you've thoroughly researched this, but that's one thing I wanted to mention, because there's something called the fourth turning that has to do with attacking and abolishing Christianity and worshiping the goddess.
Yeah, Strauss and Howe wrote a book about it in a very misleading sort of fashion, but yeah.
Yeah, And so that this is a really important area of research for people to understand, because it's the love of money, which from the Roman influence on could be accurately stated the love of Juno Moneta, the goddess of money. So anyway, there's that. And
guess what? What does the back of one of those bills say? In God We Trust? And yeah. How many people ask, which God?
Yeah, which God? Exactly. And so
we have evidence of that in the harbor there in New York, the Colossus, the new Colossus of Rhodes. Anyway.
Yeah, there was a fellow once that years ago was brought. He was eventually put in prison, but he said on one of his broadcasts, I can't recall his name, it's years ago, he said that should be pulled right into the ocean, right off of its pedestal. And I
like
can't
the Saddam Hussein statue. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, in terms of the Hellenic influence, which is the Western influence when you generalize.
Amen.
It was helpful to me to read two different books from one of the ancient pagan writers, one of the philosophers named Plato, and those two books are The Laws and The Republic.
Yeah.
And because when I studied those as carefully as I'm able to, I determined that what was presented was communitarian law. Essentially, it traces back to those foundational works.
You basically, that's the spoiler alert. So now we can just say end of broadcast. Merry Christmas, everyone. We're done.
Well, everyone should read them because, for example, in The Republic, that is the stew, if you will, of intellectual thought in terms of what kind of a society would anyone have. And he purported in there that all children would be held in common, while at the same time purporting that a republic would be the best form of government,
pretty much.
And communism would be the only thing that would prevail over that. It's when you study it as carefully as you can. And that's me drawing my conclusions, which are, a work in progress. I
would echo your sentiments, and I would maybe add parenthetically that we have to, if you're going to read the Laws and the Republic, specifically the Republic properly, you have to try to approach it objectively and shake off, or as Howard Zinn said, disabuse yourself of the propaganda that would have you view it differently, I think.
Absolutely.
In America.
And get prayed up before you read it, really.
Amen. We're headed into a break. Hang around and finish your thought, please. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Days we'll get into the Christmas carols, Deck the Halls, and the gentlemen behind them primarily. Subject for a different day. Sacred cow tipping, I call it. Anyway, David, you're on a roll. Please continue.
So, joy of man's desire is an extraordinary work of art to listen to. Anyway. Back to the Hellenistic influence, there's a Marxist globalist named Helen Clark that deserves being looked into, as she has had a meteoric rise to an enormous amount of power that she's exercising at this present time. But there's someone I want to finish my exchange with you on a very positive note. A couple of people involved, though. Richard Wurmbrand was born into a Jewish family. I'm not disputing whether he was Ashkenazi or Sephardic, but he wrote a number of books after being imprisoned, after coming to a knowledge of the truth in the Savior Jesus Christ. I think it's a total of 14 books, and one of them that I highly recommend, and I have in the past a time or two, called Marx and Satan, which In that book, there are quotes from a diary that was kept by one of his key men that were that was executed after he was discovered to have not been towing the party line well enough. So I highly recommend that particular book, and I can't say enough about his tremendous sacrifice for the truth in serving 14 years at being tortured for 14 years. Now, that's in the past. Now, at the present time, I want to name someone that is presently being punished for what I consider to be a righteous cause in Wyoming. Her name is Lorna Roxanne Green, and I hope people look up her address so they can write to her in prison. An active, what she considered a duty, basically. She actively burned down a place where there were going to be preborn babies murdered, and she postponed that vile practice in Wyoming for an entire year at the cost of 5 years of her life in prison. Lorna Roxanne Green. So I'll wrap it up with that, because we do have heroes out there yet that are moving when the Lord prompts us to move. And I do not applaud that. It does require sometimes breaking one law, and it's complicated, but there's an abortion war going on, and it's complicated, but I won't applaud that sometimes you have to take an excessive action in order to prevent a very terrible evil, and no one was harmed when she burned that facility to where it was not functional and postponed the murder of the innocent preborn for a full year, and that was the only location in the entire state of Wyoming. So I applaud her courage and her dedication to protecting the innocent from the wicked.
So, you know, that's FBI violent extremism territory.
I agree with you that it is.
Saving innocent unborn children. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely am not saying that everyone should go burn down buildings and shoot people, but I am saying it does take an extra measure of obedience to what is right and righteous, and it takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of tenacity and obedience to doing what she considered the right thing, whether it's wrong or not, as the court decided it was wrong.
So this reminds me of Acts chapter 4 and 5. I'm being facetious, obviously. I mean, the administrative state is fully in view, and the question that I've raised, speaking of the Hellenistic impulse and influence that is revived and reinvigorated, which I think the birth of Jesus Christ actually disrupted for a period anyway, a period of time. But it reminds me of Acts chapter 4 and 5, when, let's see, Peter and John, where do I start? When they had ordered them to leave the council, they began to confer with one another, saying, "What shall we do with these men? For the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it will not be spread any further among the people, let us warn them to speak no longer to any man in this name." Now, why would they want to prevent news of miracles taking place spreading? Anyway, so let us warn them to speak no longer to any man in this name. And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge. For we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." When they had threatened them further, they let them go, finding no basis on which to punish them on account of the people, because they were all glorifying God for what had happened. But then you skip forward to Acts chapter 5, verses 29 through 32 in particular, and backing up to verse 27, when they had brought them, they stood before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders." And so, you know, I mean, this is the crew that's dressing them down. This is the same crew that is, I would say, directly responsible for the crucifixion of Christ, even though we're all responsible. That's a different story. But, you know, this is so, you know, on this network, there's the discussion of calling out Jewish power. How do you do it? I think you do it the way Stephen did in Acts chapter 6 and 7. That's how you do it. And these are the guys, because when you say, you know, you guys, you know, you killed the prophets and then you killed the Messiah, nothing like what happened with Stephen, you know, they were cut to the quick. Nothing gets to the heart of the issue faster than that. Anyway.
Yeah, what was that? What is that one verse about to the Hellenist, to the Greek, it's a stumbling block, or to the Jew, it's a stumbling block? See, and to the other, to the, I think it's to the Hellenist that it interferes with logic and reason and logos, because that there's a limit to between the natural and the supernatural, and yeah. You have to accept the supernatural, that miracles do happen if you accept Jesus Christ, because he's the embodiment of the most miraculous birth ever. So,
yeah, absolutely.
All right, thank you. Blessings over the holiday, or the Christmas, and next week I'm going to be doing as much of the meditating and praying about that as I can. And once again, Marx and Satan isn't about, Richard Wurmbrand's book isn't about teaching people about Satanism. It's about Marx, how that foul spirit of Marxism enters someone and what they turn into. And it's about Stalin primarily, and Stalinism. And that guy's name that wrote that diary was Bukharin. That was one of his right-hand men. And yep. So there you are. Here's just a final sentence.
Sure.
Where after he was discovered as being not obedient to the tyrant, "I am leaving life. I am lowering my head. I feel my helplessness before a hellish machine." That's what our Lord Jesus Christ stood against throughout his entire life and defeated it.
Amen.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you as well, David, and much appreciated, as always. Yeah. And what happened to Nikolai Bukharin? And again, you know, maybe I would add that this is the apostate crew. It's always the apostate crew. You know, the Marxism is sort of the embodiment of the rebel and the apostate crew, because you find with these characters always, when you dive into their background, there was, again, I mean, I've said it a million times, but there's always some kind of an encounter with what we might construe broadly, liberally, shall we say, as Orthodox Christianity. And then they, you know, then there's a departure from that. And the violent opposite of that is the Bolshevik contingent, the Marxist-Leninist, you know, Bolshevik contingent, which is very violent, very bloody, and, you know, maybe you could say Nietzschean will to power sort of in nature. I mean, if this is all there is, then let's, you know, get all we can, take all we can, you know, that kind of thing. And Jesus Christ represents the love and the, you know, sort of the antidote to that. He is that. Anyway, just to finish before we go back to the phones real quick, Acts chapter 5, when they had brought them, they stood them before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name, and yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Actually, you guys brought it upon yourself. That's a different discussion. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." Then there's more. "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you had put to death by hanging him on a cross. He is the one whom God exalted to his right hand as a prince and a savior to grant repentance to Israel," that's Jacob's descendants specifically, "and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." But when they heard this, they were cut to the quick and intended to kill them. See, nothing gets to the heart of the issue quicker than that. So anyway, interesting stuff. We'll go back to the phones. Kathleen in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Wonderful show. I would like to say I really appreciate your beautiful music, and I really appreciate your Mondays with your mother. Wonderful.
Yeah.
David's call, I think he should have a show. And what just great. That one thing that he said from that book, was it Marks and Satan?
Yeah, by Richard Warmbrand. And I think it's worth mentioning that, you know, you can find PDF copies on the interwebs. I think David has actually mentioned that in the past too, maybe even on his website. He didn't mention that. He usually does, but Genuine Christianity Now.
Well, that that quote that he used, "I felt powerless before this machine." It was just breathtaking. And to have the courage to still do the right thing, it's wonderful. But anyway, so thank you for all you're doing. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And I'm calling to make an announcement. RBN needs a whiz at computers, a volunteer whiz at computers, somebody who knows how to do spreadsheets. The producers are full of work that they have to do just daily, and we need a volunteer whiz at computers and specifically spreadsheets. This will enable RBN to transform its menu to reflect the shows that actually are occurring. It would be wonderful. So if you are one of these knowledgeable people, please volunteer with Mike, the producer, and transform that menu. And it would be just such a wonderful addition to RBN. Okay, well, thank you, and have a wonderful Christmas, and I really do appreciate RBN.
Thank you, Kathleen. Much appreciated. And I would only add the nuanced clarification, and I know that Kathleen means no disrespect, but, and I'm not saying that's what this, I'm just saying the point of clarification, I would say another computer whiz, because there are a few. And, yeah. So, another whiz. The excerpt, by the way, that David mentioned, just because, you know, I mean, Kathleen mentioned it, and it's, you know, piqued her interest as well, as I'm sure others. That's a reference that's mentioned on page 51, chapter 5, A Cruel Counterfeit. I'll just read the page real quick, since we're almost at the end of the broadcast today. A Cruel Counterfeit, chapter 5, Bukharin, Stalin, Mao, Ceausescu, Andropov. It might be instructive. This is, again, this is an excerpt from Richard Wurmbrand's Marx and Satan. It might be instructive at this point to take a look at some modern Marxists. Bukharin, Secretary General of the Communist International, the Comintern, and one of the chief Marxist doctrinaires in this century, as early as the age of 12, after reading the book of Revelation, see what I mean? In the Bible, longed to become the Antichrist. Realizing from Scripture that the Antichrist had to be the son of the apocalyptic great whore, he insisted that his mother confess to having been a harlot. About Stalin, he wrote, "He is not a man, but a devil." Too late, Bukharin realized into whose hands he had fallen. You know, Dr. Faustus. In a letter which he made his wife memorize just before his arrest and execution, he said, "I am leaving life. I am lowering my head. I feel my helpless. My helplessness before a hellish machine." He had helped erect a guillotine, the Soviet state that had killed millions, democide, I would add parenthetically, only to learn in the end that its design had been made in hell. He had desired to be the Antichrist. He became instead a victim of the enemy. And, you know, there's more, but you can read it for yourself. If you read Machiavelli, Machiavelli's The Prince, and you understand the biblical correlation, basically, the prince is a roadmap. And going back, you know, again, if you look at the work of the hierarchy, which I wouldn't advocate for anyone, you know, all of these inspired or received, they're not really inspired, received works, like the received works credited to Alice Bailey, the work of the hierarchy mentions basic cleavages and separateness, unrecognized 500 years ago are now recognized, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, skipping ahead, this is part of the plan. Widespread philanthropic enterprise, utterly unknown before the year 1500, has appeared. Widespread philanthropic enterprise, huh? For what purpose? Again, it's the communitarian way, as David was mentioning, has appeared, which is the practical result of the growth of the concept of the brotherhood of humanity. What's going on around 1500? You know, this. And again, I mean, this was the time that we got Johannes Gutenberg's movable type printing press, where basically the devil could proliferate the things, you know, bad guys could communicate with each other quicker and come up to speed on the revived Hellenistic impulse, which is to do what? To finish the great unfinished work of Genesis 11, build a tower to heaven, overthrow God, escape the fiery judgment, all that kind of stuff. In simple terms, that's what's going on. So Machiavelli's The Prince is one of those works that we got. And it's, if you understand, it's not for, you know, the Prince of Meshech and Tubal, I think, wasn't that W's nickname or something. It's not these characters. It's the, you know, it's Ephesians chapter 6 territory. It's that prince. So it's Ephesians chapter 6 territory in the NASB. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. That's the prince. Or if you go to the book of Jude, take some time, read the whole book of Jude when you get a chance. Spoiler alert, it's one chapter. That's the prince that Machiavelli is writing about. And these guys, like Bukharin and others, figure this out. They make their Faustian bargain and realize too late into whose hands they have fallen. And it's a miserable thing. I mean, look at the pictures that are widely circulated of Helena Blavatsky. Does she look like a happy, joyful person to you? Or does she look like a miserable husk of a person? All of them, you know, Crowley, LaVey, you know, all those people, do they look joyful? Or do they look basically possessed, like they are, you know, not their own person, and just like basically you're seeing hell through their eyes, you know, the eye is the window to the soul kind of thing, and you're seeing hell through their eyes. So I don't understand it. I don't understand how anyone could be fascinated and captivated by it, but, you know, repent. This time of year, we hear about the birth of Jesus, the Christ child. And Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates his love in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's the next chapter in the story, so to speak. But Romans chapter 10, it's all in there. Anyway, I didn't get to the gun stuff. I'll probably get to that tomorrow. It might take more than a day, too. It's a rant. It makes me sweat just thinking about it. I hope it's not depressing. This is supposed to be a good time of year. So, as I said previously, in the spirit of Luke 2:14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle